This is a Christmas story that's a little out of sync with the general feeling of goodwill that marks the holiday season. It's about a guy who plays Santa, one of those red-suited men who rings bells on city streets, soliciting donations to charity. But this particular Santa's helper has a nickname. They call him the Cynical Santa. David Isay has the story.
It's early in the morning at Santa Central, an auditorium in the headquarters of the Volunteers of America, New York's largest supplier of Santas. Several dozen bedraggled-looking men slowly wander in and pull their red suits off the long racks which sit on the room's stage. For 80 years now, Volunteers of America has been placing down on their luck Santas on the streets of Midtown Manhattan to raise money for charity. In one corner of the room sits a thin, mustached, half-dressed Santa, hunched intently over the day's racing form. His graying hair is cut short, he's missing a front tooth, and his face furrows deeply each time he frowns, which he does a lot as he suits up for the day's work.
Extra cap, extra bell, safety pins.
This is Santa Sierwinski, not your typical Kris Kringle. He prefers to be known as Cynical Santa. At 8:15 precisely, he's out the door.
See you later.
Maybe.
See you down the road.
And just a short bus ride later, he's on the job, ringing a brass bell, standing next to his red chimney donation box right smack in front of Rockefeller Plaza. It's not hard to pick out Cynical Santa from all of the others. He's the one with the tobacco-stained white beard pulled down under his chin, a filterless camel dangling from his lips.
I'm just me. Santa Claus is helpful. That's all.
Wiggle your nose and make all powder come up.
I'm not here to entertain people.
This is the seventh year that Cynical Santa has worked the streets of Manhattan with his distinctive style and unique Santa philosophy.
I don't believe in miracles and faith and hope and all that, and praying for things. And all that other crap that, you know, a lot of people try to push down on holidays. Things just don't work that way, not in real life.
Santa Sierwinski should know. He's had his fair share of hard knocks. 10 years of living on the streets of New York, bouts with alcohol. Today he lives in a Volunteers of America residence hall and works occasionally as a welder, except, of course, during Christmas, when he's paid $35 plus 15% of the donations in his chimney over $100 each day. It's the mornings which are the most trying time of day for Santa Sierwinski as he's mobbed by the thousands of eager schoolchildren unloading from buses for a tour of Rockefeller Plaza. Some shake his hands, some stare up at him gaping-mouthed and silent, others talk.
Hey, you not seeing Tom? Anyway, Santa doesn't smoke.
Life is full of disappointments, and everybody don't live happily ever after.
Worst of all, says Santa Sierwinski, are those who serenade.
You can't say, look, take a walk, get, you know, get the hell out of here. But, you know, I'm supposed to be Santa Claus, or Santa Claus's helper. The spirit of Christmas and all that garbage.
Happy New Year.
Okay, all right, thank you, children. Okay, I got to go over to my chimney.
Eddie Sierwinski says he's never taken the etiquette lessons taught in Santa school too seriously. This is a required day of classes for all Santas at the beginning of each season. There, the men are taught how to ring their bells, be jolly, ho, ho, ho.
You know, the hell with the ho, ho, ho's. You know.
They're taught how to say Merry Christmas in a dozen languages and to excuse themselves when they have to go to the bathroom by explaining to the kids that it's time to go feed the reindeer.
I just say I gotta go pee, that's all.
But believe it or not, despite his unorthodox methods, Cynical Santa Sierwinski is the all-time greatest moneymaker in the history of the Volunteers of America. Last week, he pulled in a record $400 in donations on a single day.
Think about it. New Yorkers are cynical people, you know. They kind of know that I'm not a bullshit artist, you know.
Will you put your mustache back on and let me take a picture?
Let me take that cigarette first.
I
As a 7-year veteran of the Santa business, Cerwinski is full of cynical memories. There are the countless times he's been kicked and sworn at and spit on. There are the stories of his fellow Santas, like the tipsy one who accidentally fell through the windows of Bloomingdale's, or the Santa who, desperate for cash, took off his suit and sold it on the Bowery for $10.
Yo, Santa, what's happening?
Nothing to it.
It's evening now at Rockefeller Plaza, and Santa Cerwinski has been working for about 12 hours. Things are not looking rosy. Donations have been coming in slowly all day. Relief Santa Smith, who was supposed to give Cerwinski a break every 2 or 3 hours, has disappeared. It's getting colder and colder. But that doesn't faze Cerwinski a bit. It would take a lot more than that to dampen this cynical Santa's special Christmas spirit.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Put that on. It's uncomfortable in Sitchin. It's just a lot of bull anyway.
Santa Cerwinski, do you have any sort of final Christmas message to leave us with?
Everybody dies. Hey, sweetheart, come in the bike. Everybody dies, you know. And you wonder, what the hell, you know, what's it all about? I do.
For National Public Radio, I'm David Isay.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.